How to Catch a Jezebel, Part 10. I named that because it was like, it's really funny how to catch a Bigfoot, you know. How to catch a Bigfoot. How to catch a Jezebel. Here are 20, and I threw a few things into AI, and I always try to tell it to use the Bible and all to make the list. So this stuff I could have came up with, but AI did it for me. A few of them, I started it off with that. Here are 20 potential signs that someone may exhibit characteristics associated with the Jezebel spirit archetype based on biblical culture and spiritual discernment frameworks that are not absolute judgments, but if 10 out of 12 of the 20 resonate strongly, it's probably an underlying pattern worthy of prayerfully considering. In other words, pray about it. And after you hear about three or four of them, you don't have to pray. And the verse that comes to my mind is in the New Testament, if she has a meek and quiet spirit or not. If the woman has a meek and quiet spirit out in public, which Jezebel usually doesn't, that's one thing. But can she have a meek and quiet spirit at home? No, she can't, because that's the Jezebel. Jezebel doesn't have a meek and quiet spirit, only at the beginning. So I'm getting ready to read it. I'm getting ready to read the list. It's hard to do while I'm driving, so bear with me. There's 20 items. These are not absolutes. These are just red flags, you know. Does her mother exhibit controlling, manipulative, or seductive traits? Hello? All right, so I'm not here to hurt anybody. I'm actually wanting people to be aware that they might have a Jezebel spirit. It could be the men or the women. So I'm not here to hurt anybody. I'm actually here to restore, if at all possible. But it's usually not possible because Jezebel spirit's sold out to the devil, you know. So here we go. Is her mama a Jezebel? Hello? She seeks to dominate men or compete with them instead of cooperating. And if it's a marriage, instead of supporting. She thrives on being in positions of power, especially over men, CEO, and boss. And notice a lot of those women that are in those positions, I've been working in the corporate business a long time. And a lot of those women, they need a man under them to do the work for them. They can't do it. She uses, number four, charm, seduction, or emotional manipulation to influence others. It reminds me of a situation, you know, when you see a woman go into a store, and when there's men in there, she's all talkative and blah, 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 blah. And when there's men in the store, but you go in the store when there's women and she's awful quiet. She's so quiet because she wants that attention of them men, right? I've experienced that recently. It's like, oh, red flag, obvious. How to catch a snake, Jezebel snake. She resents male leadership, especially in spiritual or family roles. Those kind of women will not listen. They want to overtalk. They will not listen, even if they're in false doctrine. Those kind of women want to rewrite the Bible, take parts out of the Bible, add parts, add other books besides the Bible. That is a Jezebel spirit. That could be a man. Oh, well, this is the Book of Enoch. No, it ain't. You're a Jezebel. Get out of my face. Get out of my ear gate. I don't even want to hear you. I want to hear what you say because you are taking people to hell with you. She publicly emasculates or belittles men, especially her partner or husband. She demasculates. Masculate means masculine. She de, which means off, masculates. Number seven, she's drawn to flattery, and needs constant affirmation to maintain control. She resists, number eight, she resists correction and cannot be held accountable without backlash. Recently, somebody lunged at me, and I said, "What are you doing?" I didn't say it at the moment because I was waiting to get out of the space that I was in. But the next day or two or whatever, I brought it up. Do you remember lunging at me? And do you need to apologize? I never did that. I never did that. Yeah, you did. And you know you did because you caught yourself and you were embarrassed. She resists correction and cannot be held accountable for without backlash. Number nine, she's religious or spiritual, but only on her terms, often blending New Age ideas or self-worship ideas. Number 10, she isolates her partner from spiritual authority or wise counselor. So if you go to a pastor or somebody and ask, "What's your opinion of this relationship?" She goes off. And you go to two or three pastors and they say, "Well, this needs to happen." And she goes crazy. "Why are you including somebody else in our stuff? I'm just getting wise counsel before I jump into something." Don't you want wisdom? No, they don't want wisdom. They want control. They want to isolate from spiritual authority or wise counsel. She is overly concerned with outward appearance, often using beauty to manipulate. Number 11. Number 12. She sows discord or gossip to divide others and elevate herself. Number 13. She refuses to submit to biblical structure in marriage or church. Number 14. She uses tears or emotional drama as a weapon rather than sincere repentance. I was married to one of these, a Pentecostal cult. We're talking about a Pentecostal cult, and it's usually money. If it looks like you're going to make a lot of money, they want to jump on that. But then you say, "You know what? I think I'm going to go get me a job I enjoy. It's about half the salary, but I'm happy. And I think that's what I'm going to do." And then she bolts. She's gone. "What are you doing?" She won't act out. She won't reveal that it's all about money. She'll say it in different ways. But it's all about money, you know. "I think I'm going to take me a job, what I enjoy, 8 hours a day. I'm on the job. I don't want to be miserable. And it's probably about 2/3 the pay." You know, they don't want to be a helpmeet for your health. They want to kill you. You know, they want you to kill yourself for them. They want to be worshipped. She needs to be seen as the one in control in every relationship or group. Number 15. She falsely accuses others, especially men, to deflect attention from her own faults. Falsely accuses, in other words, that demon in there will not let her be introspective. That was number 16. 17. She belittles or undermines the masculine as toxic while idolizing femininity. Don't you see that on TV, TikTok? The masculine, they go out and they hunt, and they go out and they trap, and they go out and they fish, and they say, "Oh, that's toxic." They go out and they fight for their freedom, and they fight for their nation, their family. They're toxic. If it wasn't for men, we'd have peace. That's a lie. Eve is the one that dropped us down into sin. Number 17, she says masculinity is toxic while idolizing femininity, the Mother Mary worship, right? The Mother Earth worship, the creation over the Creator. God is a man. Jesus is a man. Apostle Paul's a man. Come on. She has a history of broken relationships where she always blames the man. She never can take fault. Number 19, she's jealous of other women who are humble, quiet-spirited, or submit to God's order. I've seen that so many times. I remember my first wife. I go visit with my friend and his wife. And his wife's very humble and meek and quiet. And she would go in there and she'd be talking, blah, 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 blah. And I'd look at her and I'd look at his wife. And I'd look at her and I'd look at his wife. I'd say, "I'm married to Jezebel. And it's all about money. It's all about attention. It's all about being seen. I realized I'm married to Jezebel." She's jealous of other women who are humble, quiet-spirited, and submit to God's order. She, number 20, she mixes sexual freedom with spirituality, believing liberation comes through self-gratification. First Peter 3:4, but let it be the hidden man of the heart in that which is not a corrupt, which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which in the sight of God is a great price. Speaking to women, this verse is encouraging them to cultivate inner beauty through humility, gentleness, and peace, rather than relying solely outward adornment. It contrasts the Jezebel spirit, loud, controlling, seductive, rebellious, with godly ideal woman whose strength is calmness, trust, God, spiritual composure. My point is, she's loud and stubborn and her feet don't abide in her house. And when she is in the crib, at the crib, she's loud and stubborn and wants to demasculate inside the house. I heard a term this year I'd never heard before. And certain women will say, I don't want no broke dusty. Well, if that's all you ever got, the reason you keep getting a broke dusty is because you never met a real man who stands up and works two or three jobs if he has to make it. And you can't demasculate him, and you can't bring him under control and submission because you want to be a Jezebel. So all you're going to find is broke dusty, because these men are mama's boys and they're going to submit to Jezebel until they can't take them up, take any more, and they're going to take off and they're going to hopefully become a man. They'll probably run to another Jezebel. They're drunk like you drunk, and they all justify their behavior, and they don't have conviction. You don't have conviction, so you're going to keep getting drunk. Dusty drunks, broke dusties, or whatever you call them. I really don't care. I know a Jezebel when I see one, and I try to fix them, but it never works. And it's not my job. It's not my job to fix anybody except for myself. And if a Jezebel is attacking you and says, I never did that, that's gaslighting to the hilt, you know? You better run, man. Men, you better run and run fast.